Radio.
Hey friends, it's Amy Skinner, and you're listening to the Houlihan Narratives. Today's story comes from Annalisa Purdom and was told at our Love is Love event. I have known Anna for many years, and on this night, I was once again in awe as she took us on her journey to take back her power and reset her heart. Here's my youngest daughter, Anatolia, introducing Annalisa on that night, July 27, 2018, at the Museum of the American West here in Lander.
So our next storyteller is Annalisa Purdom, and I'm going to read her bio, and then I'm going to say a few things about her. Anna is one of the good ones. She's the one your mom always wished you would find as a best friend. She is the storyteller who tells your story better than you do. She notices the wildflowers in the universe. She can make you laugh, cry, and cheer. Anna is the part of Lander community that people are referring to when they say magic. So I was thinking earlier today about how I actually don't remember a time in my life when Anna didn't fill my life with love. She's been my nanny since I was about 3, and I know that when she signed up for that, she didn't think it'd be this long of a commitment, but here we are. And I can't wait to hear her story. Here she is.
Sarah, from the moment I saw you, I knew it was forever. So my favorite female rapper does not use a mic stand. And I feel like I should do the same. I think I'm ready. Okay. Thanks for being here. Wait, is my timer started, Shay? Yeah, okay. Okay. When I was asked to do this event, I thought it was a cruel joke. Love is my absolute favorite subject, and it's also the subject that terrifies me the most. I'm not supposed to have notes, but I do. This also came at the best time in my life. I have been telling some of my closest friends that it's time for some healing, and a way to do that is sometimes kind of taking some power back from a story that has more power over you than you wish it did. So, yeah, I'm using this story as that. Bear with me. This story, I don't tell many people this story. It's hard to tell. So, I'm gonna cry. I'm probably gonna pause. Just bear with me, okay? I remember this night. I feel it in my body when I remember it. I was at home with my dad, and I remember the ambulance drove by my parents' house. And our family dog, he leaned up against the window and he howled. And my dad said, his name was Iggy, I know it's a weird name. Iggy, it's just an ambulance, you know? And he went about his evening. And I was already trying to calm the terrified, worried feeling in my heart. I had just asked the love of my life for a couple of days. I just needed some time, maybe a day or two. I needed to clear my thoughts. I needed to reset my heart. And it wasn't but a few minutes later that the phone rang. And my dad He answered the phone. I'll never forget the look on his face. And he said, Charlie cut himself, and they took him to the hospital. I am pretty sure I was not supposed to drive myself to the hospital, but before my dad could get his coat and his shoes and his keys, I was gone. I was out the door. I mean, how could he? I just needed a day or two. And I didn't know. I didn't know what, I mean, what does that mean? He cut himself. He's in the hospital. Months before I'd met this, or I'd made this promise to myself that I, it was when he was in the hospital and he was learning how to live his life in a wheelchair. And I found out he was suicidal. And I made the promise to myself that my love, my joy, my excitement for life could keep this man alive. So, what the hell? I'm driving to the hospital. And it's really hard to describe the next seconds, the next hours, and the next days. I remember things so much. I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my throat. My brain gets fuzzy and sharp at the exact same time. I remember seeing doctors and nurses. I remember seeing our people. I remember seeing the looks on their faces. I remember the horribly bright lights and the hard hospital floors. And I knew he was dead. I saw his body. So it's after trauma that you find out how badass your friends and your family really are, right? I know that my parents never wavered. They loved me. They were there. They gave me time. I know that Amy showed up in my kitchen and she held me while I cried. And I know that May showed up and she looked me straight in the eyes. She looked me in the eyes. She acknowledged that pain and she put me in her car and she would drive me around. She would give me breaks. She would take me places. So it's through their utter strength and patience that I rediscovered love. And it somehow took root in all of those shards. So, I think that's the funny part May was talking about. Feel free to laugh, but I just recently did something that I was terrified of. I got married. I knew that having a fiancé felt safe in a weird way. I was engaged to Charlie Locke, and he's dead. And I was engaged to Chris Hampton, and I knew that if Chris left me, if he broke my heart, or if he died, I could survive that, because I'd survived Charlie. But a husband, that was a whole different story. I knew that was opening my heart up to a lot of pain. If he left, or if he broke my heart, or if he died. But the whole point of this damn story is that, one, love is made up of more than just one person. My love is made up of a handful of amazing people. And two, that love is worth it. love is worth the loss, and love is worth the pain. Love is just worth it. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Annalisa. Thank you for your story, your pain, your love. Love is worth it. These days, Annalisa opens her heart to grade school children as a social worker. She's partner to Chris, parent to Harper Pearl, and the best friend, always adding experience to her favorite subject, love. You can learn more about us and our storytellers at thehoulihannarratives.com. You can find pictures of Anna, Chris, and baby Harper at the post for this story, plus more photos from this event. Music for this season comes from artist Jason Tyler Burton, featuring the song On My Mind from his album Lost Behind the Ranges. The Houlihan Narratives is possible in part thanks to the generosity of the Lohr Foundation. We love working with these folks whose mission is to serve communities in the Mountain West, enhancing their livability and prosperity. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, please be sure to like, subscribe, or leave a review. We hope you'll share these stories with your friends. From all of us at the Houlihan, we'll see you next time.
Well, there's a backpack in my living room. Hear the shower running down the hall. And there's a fire in the wood stove. I haven't been warm since late last fall, darling. Welcome home. Tell me how you've grown. 'Cause you're on my mind. Out there on your own. Oh, my heart aches. But yours are rolling stone. If you ever fell lost, well, I hope that you know that you're on my mind.